I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it all the way to Friday.
Not guilty. Woo. Let's get to our contestant, who is Matt from Puyallup.
Who is guilty?
What's up, Matt?
How you guys doing this morning? Happy Friday.
Oh,
happy
thank Friday. You, Matt. We're doing great. Steve, time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What instrument did Dave Grohl play in Nirvana?
Drums?
Yes. What U.S. city is the home of deep dish pizza?
Chicago?
Yes, sir. What cartoon character said thuffer and thuckatash?
Sylvester the Cat?
Yes. What year was Twitter rebranded as X?
2019, no. 2020, 2021.
No. In fitness, what does BMI stand for?
Pass.
Which planet in our solar system has the slowest rotation?
Saturn?
No.
Uranus?
No.
Jupiter?
No. How many countries border Chile?
6.
No.
5-4.
No. What animal is known as the unicorn of the sea?
Narwhal?
Yes. According to the movie title, how many first dates did Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore go on?
50.
Yes. What color is oxygen in solid or liquid form?
Clear?
No.
White?
No.
Silver.
No! You got 5 correct, Matt. 5 is a fine score.
Could be better.
Well, you know, Steve's been out for 2 days. He's probably a little thrown off.
Yeah, he is.
He's just taking his time coming back in here.
I don't know what he was doing in there. He got lost, Steve.
Steve doesn't know what day it is. This could really work to your advantage, Matt.
I was just drinking some coffee and just kind of just like
zoned out.
Yeah, I don't know what. I'll be honest. I just forgot that I was doing a radio show for a second. My bad.
It's all thanks to jury duty.
Yes.
Steve, are you ready?
Showtime.
This coffee is delicious.
What?
Who brewed it? And I realized I did.
Oh, boy. What instrument did Dave Grohl play in Nirvana?
He played the drums.
He did. What U.S. city is the home of deep dish pizza?
Chicago.
Correct. Which cartoon character said Thuffer and Thuckatash?
Oh, I'm glad you said that very carefully, but that would be Sylvester the Cat.
Yes. In what year did Twitter rebrand as X?
2021?
No.
2023?
Yes. In fitness, what does BMI stand for?
Body Mass Index?
Correct. Which planet in our solar system has the slowest rotation?
Oh, that would be Uranus, Taryn.
Would not be.
Ah, crap. Earth?
No.
Jupiter?
No. How many countries border Chile?
3.
Yes. Oh. What animal is known as the unicorn of the sea?
Narwhal.
Yes, sir. According to the movie title, how many first dates did Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore
50.
Go on? Yes, sir. What color is oxygen in solid or liquid form?
Blue.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you just got a score of 9, and that is a big win, 9-5.
Let's go.
Sorry, Matt.
Good win, Steve. Good win.
Thank you, my friend. I should have thrown out more.
Oh. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. The planet in our solar system with the slowest rotation would be Venus.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the only one you got wrong. Congratulations. That was a huge win.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
We thoroughly enjoy this new feature on the Odyssey app where you get to leave us a voice message. And every day we get these awesome messages. Some prove to be rather interesting.
Yes, I think somebody wants to chat about how they have something in common with Danny V.
Ooh, I'm excited to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It is a very simple thing, leaving us a voice message. You just open up the Odyssey app on your smartphone and then look for that microphone icon, leave us a voice message.
Bam.
Steve, what's it like in there today?
Let's check out our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. Hey, Danny, I think we are the only two people in the world that have the same thing, and that is...
Ooh, what do you think it is, Danny? You and this guy, who you don't know, have something that is in common.
The Hoochie Daddy shorts.
That you're wearing right now?
Yes.
You think it's that?
I think it's that.
What do you think, Taryn?
Oh, I think it is a certain brand of nail polish that they like, maybe.
You're both wrong.
A Kraken tattoo and a Haunted Mansion tattoo.
Oh!
I have a feeling that maybe you aren't the only two.
That's wild, actually, to think about, though.
Mm-hmm. It's very specific.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never noticed the Haunted Mansion tattoos as much as I do now that I know you.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a little bit more, and like I noticed it a little bit more because I wasn't really a big Haunted Mansion fan other than liking the ride.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because like a lot of times people are like, oh, I like your ghosts. And I'm like, yeah, it's a whole Haunted Mansion. And then they realize like, oh, it's the haunt from Disneyland. And they're like, oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Great memories.
So both you guys, Kraken and Haunted Mansion.
I love this guy.
All right. You should hang out with him this weekend.
Okay, come to Emo Night Spokane.
Oh, boy.
You're asking a lot of them. Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, it is.
All the way in Spokane, you're going.
I got to drive there tomorrow, and I'm in 8, or like, I think it's supposed to be like 95-degree weather, guys.
You and me both, man. I'm going to Portland where it's going to be 97, and you're going to Spokane where it's 95.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Why don't we go to Alaska?
We should.
It's probably like...
I'll meet you there.
Okay. Here's our next voice message.
Megs, was that you at the zoo? I think I saw you, Tatum, and Sid at the zoo. I think it was you guys watching the tiger being fed.
Yes, that was us.
What?
We went to Point Defiant Zoo yesterday because you were on jury duty, so we had the whole day. So we're like, let's just go do something outside. Even though we're like, Tatum, let's go do something outside. She's like, can we go to happy hour? That's not like a place for kids to go drink, obviously. It's a play place indoors.
Like, she and I must share a brain.
Different kind of happy hour. So I'm like, no, outside. Let's go somewhere outside. So you want to go to the zoo. So we went to Point Defiance in Tacoma, and it was freaking awesome, man. Like, so we did see a tiger being fed.
What were they feeding it? Just like a hunk of meat?
Just raw meat. Yeah. The best part, which I had, I recorded a couple clips just because it was really fun to watch her. Like, she's throwing it over. Like, you know, like there's a divide between us, a little body of water, and then there's the tiger. So it's not like we're in danger. But she's just chucking this raw meat. And at one point, this kid's like right in front of her. She's like, I need you to move because you might get hit with raw meat.
Ew!
That is so savage. But it's a Sumatran tiger. And, dude, it's I sent you guys a picture of this tiger. It's beautiful.
So, okay, so curious. If they're feeding it raw meat, it's not, like, hunting down the animal, obviously. Does it still, like, ravage the meat, or does it just eat it real, like, tenderly?
No, it kind of picks it up and just kind of eats it very, like, polite. I don't know. Like,
it pulls out its fork and knife, yeah, and it keeps its pinky up and eats its filet.
Well, first, of course, it seasons it with A1 steak sauce, like most tigers like. But also, she brought up a point. She's like, if the raw meat ends up in the water, for some reason, that tiger has no interest in going in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Although, one time, this is the stupid stuff we learned, I guess they were throwing cantaloupe at the tiger. Not throwing it at, like, to hurt it, like, to feed it. And the cantaloupe fell into the water, and for some reason, the tiger jumped into the water.
So funny.
But we also saw a tarantula. That was freaking cool.
No, thank you.
Yes, she was drunk, walking around, causing trouble. It was crazy, Danny. But I think the highlight was seeing, what the hell are they called? I'm going to pronounce it wrong. The tapirs?
Tapirs, yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, with like the big crazy noses.
Those are some ugly looking animals.
It's
but
like
they're
a
so
pig
cute.
Meets an anteater, kind of. I don't even know. They're strange.
They're so ugly that they're cute.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. I ran to a couple of listeners. It was funny because we were in the oars in this one little spot where it's like where you see like the jellyfish, like the aquarium part. And each little station has like a little quiz on the little touch screen. And Tatum was all about playing, as she called them, games, even though they're just quizzes.
Sure.
But she was like waiting. Like, she's like basically like hovering over this family that are doing it. Like, she's being polite. Like, she's not interrupting them, but she's just kind of like standing there awkwardly. And I'm like, oh gosh, kid. Like, let them have their time.
She's like, you guys done?
Right. She's just staring at them like, I'm waiting for you guys to finish because I want to play this quiz too.
Let's wrap it up.
And I'm like trying to get Tatum to come over. Hey, look at the jellyfish over here. Isn't that cool? She's like, she'll come over. She's like, that's cool, daddy. Runs right back over and just stares awkwardly at this family.
Because unlike her father, she's a scholar.
Yes. Yeah. So his family turns around when they're done. They kind of give them look like we're done now, and then I was like smiling, and then the lady's like, you're Steve Miggs. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, my child has just been like this hoverer. But they were super nice. It was real cool meeting that family.
Awesome.
It was a real good time. All right, we got time for one more voice message, I believe. Are you ready for this one?
Oh yeah.
Hey, I know that this isn't by far not a rock concert, but did any of y'all get your Vanilla Ice tickets?
Wait a second, is Vanilla Ice coming?
I don't know.
Do we need to go?
Probably.
For Thursday night?
Oh,
we missed
I'm
it.
Kicking second row center stage.
Son of a.
Have a great day.
This is what happens when you go on jury duty. Aww. We play this a day late, and we miss out on Vanilla Ice.
I'm sorry, guys.
You bitch.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be heading to the Everett Aqua Sox game this Sunday. We had so much fun doing it last year. We're doing it again this
Hopefully,
year.
If you don't get called to jury duty.
The Daily Mig Show is going to be in Section J over on the third base side. First pitch is at 4:05. Grab your tickets at KISW.com and come kick it with us.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
homes.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think we all agree that the Seattle Tattoo Expo is something we're never not going to after we had such a great time there.
I was just thinking about it yesterday when I was looking at my tattoo. I'm like, I can't wait to go to another one.
So much fun. Yeah. And while we were there, we ended up seeing Tony from Red Sky Tattoo. And then he ended up sharing the story from back in the day, a way that he got his band noticed.
Danny, we are here before the Tattoo Expo opens up, but I ran into a blast from my past. I don't remember the name, though.
I'm Tony Sonic.
Tony, and you have a tattoo shop?
I work at Red Sky and Ocean Shores with my friend Josh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Also a great name, Tony Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Danny, you'll love this. This is a story. It's so funny because Tony's like, I don't know if you'll remember me. And then he proceeds to tell me something that I've shared with people over the last 20-something years as being one of my favorite radio experiences of how a guy tried to get his band heard.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were opening for a larger band, and we had a good producer, Conrad Uno, at Egg Studios. But
legendary producer.
I mean, the first President's album that, you know, I mean, say no more. So we couldn't get on the radio. We were playing this show, and the only way you're going to get paid your $2 a ticket is to sell tickets. And I was like, Marco, please. I'd met him before. He's like, dude, it's business. You got to go through the business office. And we tried every way to get in.
And at this time, I'm working at the end, and he's talking about Marco Collins.
I am talking about Marco.
One of the true greats in Seattle radio.
He was, and still, like, still good. And, so I sent you guys a CD inside of a Walkman that was glued closed. My guitar player worked tirelessly to bundle this thing closed. And he bought you guys nice headphones. So they're figuring you couldn't throw the CD away. If it was all you had to do was press play and put it on. We wrote a note on it. Press play, just put it on. And you guys gave us like a week's worth of airplay. And we're so thankful for that because like I probably got a whole like $97 for it.
what was the band's name again?
Delta Sonic.
Delta Sonic. Oh, dude, I remember it showed up in the mail. And I'm like, what in the heck is this? And I'm like, we can't open this. And I was like, well, we should listen to it. And they were great.
I wish you still had it somewhere. It's like packed away and you could just like still listen to it.
Somebody must have the headphones weren't bad. Like I remember we were going to put the crappy Walkman headphones in there. I was like, no, we got to buy something nice or they won't listen to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were so thankful for you guys for that.
But I share that story to so many people when they talk about like bands trying to get noticed. I'm like, I got to tell you this one time. Somebody sent a CD player, full on CD player. Like one of those old boombox ones, and glued it or cemented it shut.
Yeah.
And so when I ran into you and you said, I don't know if you remember it, I'm like, you have no idea how many times I've used that as an example of a band that just did something creative and different.
Crazy and got a little airplay and our opening slot went way better. And yeah, man, that's how you do it. Just guerrilla marketing-ish, right?
And Tony, once again, where is the tattoo shop?
It's Red Sky Tattoos. We're in Ocean Shores.
Are you excited for all the tattoos that you're going to do today?
I've been busy. We just got back from Sturgis.
How was that?
It's a butt kicker, man. You take your bike and you're blessed to have it, but you can hardly move it. There's so many people.
Yeah.
But yeah, this show I've been doing over 20 years, Gloria and Damon treat us so good.
Yeah, they're the best.
They are, absolutely.
Well, right on. Thanks again.
Oh, I appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
It's awesome. Bud.
And then the crazy part is, I'm like, Taryn, you got to move. Taryn shows up. I'm like, Taryn, you got to meet this guy and tell him the story. And then we go over there, and it turns out that Tony Taryn's first tattoo was done by this
guy. I was 18. And it's so funny because I've seen him several times over the years, but he's in great shape and he's lost a couple LBs. I didn't even recognize him.
That is so funny.
We had a great little reunion and he's just such a cool dude.
To this day, I still can picture that boombox. It's like that old style way, like you tap on the top and back in the day, kids, there was this thing called CD players. And the door would open up or like the lid would open up, put the CD in and press it right back down. It locks in and play. And they glued that part so you could not take this CD out of this boombox.
That is so creative, so funny, so memorable. I love it. I would have given them tons of airplay too.
Have you ever done something over the top to get noticed?
When I ran for like student government or whatever it was back in middle school, I would go into my magazines and I would cut out pictures of like Billy Joe Armstrong or Anthony Kiedis, Gwen Stefani. These are all my like Rolling Stone magazines. And I made posters that were like, Gwen says, vote for Taryn for secretary or whatever. And just pimped out all of my favorite musical artists. And guess what? I won that election.
All right.
It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
Maybe you should have done that when you went into the courthouse to get out of jury duty, and we would not have missed the last 2 days of work.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Okay, what about you? How did you go about getting noticed? 206-803-ROCK. It could be something to do with your band, like Tony. It could be a work thing, maybe something on a resume or a job interview, maybe even your relationship.
I once got an interview by promising somebody a sandwich.
Oh, was it, what kind of sandwich?
Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
So what did you do to get noticed? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. During the Seattle Tattoo Expo, we linked up with Tony from Red Sky Tattoo in Ocean Shores, and he shared this awesome story about the way he went about getting his band noticed back in the day when you were working at the end, Steve.
I sent you guys a CD inside of a Walkman that was glued closed. My guitar player worked tirelessly to bondo this thing closed, and he bought you guys nice headphones. So you
yes.
guys, yeah, they figured you couldn't throw the CD away. If it was all you had to do was press play and put it on, we wrote a note on it, press play, just put it on, and you guys gave us like a week's worth of airplay. Like,
what was the band's name again?
Delta Sonic.
Still to this day, my favorite way a band has ever gotten noticed and just kind of like made you think for a second, like, I should listen to this. Because a lot of bands have come up with creative ways to kind of get you to listen to their stuff. That one was on another level because it was in a big box. There were nice headphones. Everything about it was great.
Love it so much. So what about you, Rockaholics? It could be something like getting your band noticed or maybe something at work, in a relationship. What did you do to get yourself noticed? Call 206-803-ROCK. Jim, you are in Gold Bar this morning. What did you do to get noticed?
Well, actually, I misunderstood the question in the beginning. I got unnoticed.
Ooh, do tell.
I went to my first concert at the Gorge to see Rush, and I was with all my buddies, and we all partake and have fun, and then we went up to get in line and everything, and I didn't understand the procedure. I just wondered, what is this? Why is everybody standing here? What's this big buildup? Let's get in there. I'm all excited, and I walked around everybody, and I walked around the whole crowd, and got through, and turned around and looked, and it was a checkpoint. They were checking everybody, searching everybody. And I turn around and realize I just walked right through.
Well, you walked through with confidence. And also, you're right. It had nothing to do with the topic that we're talking about. But it just proves if you walk through somewhere with the utmost confidence, more often than not, people aren't even going to stop you.
Right.
You look all suspicious. Then, of course, they're going to want to have a conversation.
206-803-ROCK. What did you do to get noticed?
I love this one because I remember there was a period of time where people were doing this kind of stuff to try and get a job interview. Because still to this day, it's not like anything has changed. It's always hard to get that interview and you want to do something that'll get noticed. This person said, I once wore a chicken suit to a job interview. I didn't get the job, but the boss did remember me years later when another spot opened up.
That's awesome.
I didn't do something as dumb as that, but like, I remember I was trying so hard to go back to working at the end. I wanted to work at the end so bad when I first moved out here to Seattle that I sent applications for any job that they had listed. I mean, even program director, which is like the boss, music director, which is like second in line, sales director. I was sending in resumes. I'm just this idiot from college. I'm like, I'm just going to keep, and I never got accepted for any of those. But then finally they brought me in for, I wasn't sure what job I was coming in for because I applied for two different ones. It was like producer of a morning show and production director. And I'm like, I'm not qualified for either. And I didn't bother to ask which one I'm coming in for.
Oh no.
And I remember the boss is like, hey, I see you applying for everything. I like your style, but you're not qualified for any of these jobs. But eventually I did get the producer job.
Well, that's awesome.
The one that I'll never forget for getting noticed, I was trying to get an interview, it was when I was doing a wrestling podcast. And I wanted nothing more than to get this guy who's Colt Cabana, who's like, you know, he was known for like starting up a lot of these podcasts that ended up, you know, a lot of wrestling podcasts. He's kind of like a popular guy for that. And he was coming to town and he was a hard guy to get an interview with just because he's busy. But I knew that he's also a sucker for free food because I listened to his podcast. So I sent him an email and said, hey, I'll take you to the best corned beef and pastrami sandwich in all of Seattle if you do an interview with me. Lunch is on me. Sure as that's like 15 minutes later, he's like, in.
So simple.
And I took him to that place that was right by our old station, the Market House.
Oh, yeah.
And he agreed. He's like, this is phenomenal. Brought him to the station, did the interview. But it was because of a stupid email saying, I'll give you free food, that he was up for it.
Sandwiches.
Someone did text him, back in high school, I mailed my demo tape out to a local radio station in Tampa inside of a pizza box. The DJ called me and said, hey, smart move. We're hungry. They put us on the air the next week.
No way.
From Scott Stapp from Creed.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? This man has a record of 269 wins.
Nice.
85 losses and 72 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 750.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.